Hi, this is Jamie Steinberg, contributing writer for Starry Constellation magazine. I love working for the magazine, and I hope you all enjoy my podcast. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for playing Among the Stars. What are the current projects that you're working on?
I am working on a sitcom for the CW called Aliens in America.
And I also saw you're going to be in Saw 3 coming up.
Saw 4.
Yeah. I lost track of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Can you tell us about your character Gary on this show in Aliens in America?
Sure. He is, how can I describe him? Pretty much your quintessential everyman. He's just a guy with a family, a little bit conservative, a little bit Christian, living in Medora, Wisconsin, and is a middle manager at a large company, and is just trying to raise his kids. And, in America today, and his son is the apple that fell a little too far from the tree, so to speak, and is pretty much a social pariah in high school, and that concerns him and his wife, so they decide that they're going to get him a foreign exchange student from Norway or Sweden in order to up his popularity at high school. The plan goes awry when what shows up at the airport is a 16-year-old Pakistani Muslim. Hilarity follows.
What made you want to be a part of the show?
Unadulterated greed. No, seriously, it's a terrific team that they've assembled of executive producers, and the writing staff is. It's pretty much an all-star team of talent. You know, they're not making a lot of comedies anymore. It's all this game shows and reality shows that are all over the television screens. And so there's a lot of very, very, very talented people that are available in the comedy world. So Moses Port and David Garascio and Tim Doyle have assembled a writing staff that is... deeply, deeply talented. So it was an opportunity to work in a comedy, which is what I wanted to do at a very high level. So,
is there anything about your role that you find challenging?
Yeah, I mean, everything about it, you know, from the characterization to the physicality to... But that's what turns me on. That's why I do this job. You know, you're always looking for the next challenge, and this presented itself in a very timely fashion, so I was very lucky.
Was there instant cast chemistry between you all, or did it take a little time to develop?
Oh, no, that was pretty much instant. I'm the first person I met was Amy, and I met her in L.A., and the chemistry was instant, and I just adore her. I think she's already one of my favorite people on the planet. Just a spectacular woman, spectacularly talented, generous human being. And then I met the rest of the cast, and I feel the same way about them. They are so talented and so giving and such dedicated professionals. And, you know, Lindsay's 18 and Dan's 21 and Nadir is 24. And they are just so sophisticated and so professional and such good people that it's just really refreshing, to be quite honest with you. I feel very lucky to be a part of this, I have to tell you.
What would you say has been your most memorable moment you've had so far from filming Aliens in America?
The most memorable moment?
Yes.
I can't give too much away, but there was one particular scene or series of scenes that required a certain type of makeup for Gary. And, again, I can't really reveal too much because it's in, I think, episode 5 or 6. But it was so funny to me and to all of the makeup people. And then once I walked on the set, I mean, that was getting laughs before we even got onto the set. Once we were on the set and actually rehearsing and shooting it, it was hard to get through it because the director and the producers were laughing so hard that they were kind of ruining all the takes. And then I started laughing so hard because they were laughing so hard. And then I started to cry because I was laughing so hard, so they had to redo the makeup. These are very funny guys.
Why should people take their time to tune in and see Aliens in America?
Well, I think because, you know, it allows people to examine their own xenophobia while it, couched in a comedy. So in a sense, they're going to be able to laugh at themselves. And I think that's the real genius of what these writers and these producers have done. They're holding up a mirror to our society post 9/11 with a hell of a lot of laughs. And I think it's going, and it's also a show that promotes diversity and acceptance. It's also portraying a Muslim character as a real person instead of, you know, this sort of cliched Hollywood version of a terrorist. I mean, Raja Musharraf is a very soulful, intelligent, caring, loving person, and this comedy bears that out. It shows that in each episode. Obviously, there are challenges for somebody coming from Pakistan to adapting to Maduro, Wisconsin, and all of the prejudices that have already been formed in this country post 9/11. But the writers handle it beautifully. They really handle it beautifully. It's not what people are going to expect. They're going to be surprised by this. It's a very sweet show. Also very funny. Highly fun.
Well, this show is yet another project for the CW. What is it like, what do you enjoy so much about working for the CW?
You know, I was really with the WB for 6 years, and then it became the CW on the last season of Gilmore. It was a new network. It's pretty exciting to be, you know, a part of something new. And the CW is in its infancy. It's the second year that it's been around. So, and what's exciting, especially this year, is they have some, you know, the buzz on our show is really big in the industry. And they have some other shows as well that are being touted by critics. And it's a very exciting time for this network. And this network could see some real growth by leaps and bounds in its sophomore season. So it's always exciting to be a part of something that has the potential for a growth spurt like that. So and in some small way, I hope we're responsible for that.
Do you keep in touch with any of your former Gilmore cast?
I do not, actually. Everybody is scattered to the four winds, and I'm up here in Canada. I mean, yeah, I mean, by text, sure, but, you know, people are, you know, that show ended badly. That is not how a show should have ended. It ended bitterly, and it ended badly. Nobody got a chance to say goodbye. There was no part. It was just a real situation after 7 years having to end a show in that way. But, you know, that's the way things happen sometimes, and it's unfortunate but inevitable.
There have been rumors about a Gilmore movie, and I believe I heard you would be open to it. Is there still rumors about it, and are you still interested?
You know, it would depend on the script. Obviously, it would depend on Amy's involvement, Amy Sherman Palladino's involvement, I've ever met. And I told her not only would I hide a body for her, I would chop one up for her.
What do you do in your spare time?
I talk to very gentle people like you.
Oh, well, that's very sweet.
And I try to get some sleep, and I, you know, the usual stuff that if it's the summertime, I'll go surfing. So.
Have you done any music work lately? I know that you used to usually write some songs or play the guitar.
Well, I do have a song that I'm very eager, and I don't know if Patti Smith would be interested in a song like this, but, you know, somebody in that vein, and I don't really see among artists today that there's anybody quite like it. I don't, so it's in a raw form, but I'm very eager to take it to the next level. I love this song. I've been writing songs for a long time, and this is the best thing I've ever written. It is simple, concise, clear. To me, it is a perfect rock song. And
all right, I'll see what I can do about getting it to her hands or someone.
She's a home girl. You know, I grew up a couple of minutes away from her, and I saw a lot of shows. I even tried to audition for her band when I was 15 years old. I met her in New York City, and she just said, "Kid, you're a little too young."
Aww. But it was like meeting one of your idols, so you were sir.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wanted to, you know, I was trying to get into that scene downtown, so but yeah, so I wrote this song. I have this song, and I'm in my spare time, I scheme and plot to try to get it to the next level, but you know.
What would you like to say to everyone who's a fan and supporter of you and your work?
I think they are all wonderful people. They obviously have very good taste. And they're all beautiful and lovely, and I adore them. I love my fans. I think my fans are the most supportive people I have ever encountered in my life. And I feel truly, truly, truly blessed to have these people in my life. I mean, I keep in contact with them. I have a little fan club. I have an organization that I keep in touch with that is bent on promoting my interests throughout the world, and I just think that's terrific. I'm very touched by it. And Gilmore Girls and Amy Sherman Palladino gave me the opportunity to be in this position. So I, you know, all kudos to her. It all starts with Amy.